Matthew 6 now, 16 to 18 in the NIV, is headed up fasting. When you fast, do not look sombre as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others their fasting. Truly I tell you, they've received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so it will not be obvious to others that you're fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. Fasting with prayer is another neglected discipline. Now, having said that, I know of instances where people have fasted in order to try to get God to do something that he seemed unwilling to do by ordinary prayer. I have to warn you that this system never works. Never. He just isn't impressed and all you get is thin. Just imagine the conversation. God, are you on a diet? You, I'm fasting, Lord. God, oh, I thought you were on a diet. You, no, Lord, I'm fasting. God, what are you doing that for? Already the conversation isn't going in the right direction, and you know that if you continue, you're going to get nowhere but thin, because God isn't hearing what you're petitioning him for. Fasting is something that comes from the heart or from a command. He says when you fast too, not if you fast. If we really, really want to know him more and won't let him go until we do, we sometimes get just desperate enough to fast, to go without food, to show him and ourselves we mean business. When we get really serious about our Christian journey and our desire to know him, whatever the cost, sooner or later the issue of denying ourselves in this way will arise, but only if we get desperate enough. We aren't proving anything to him, but to ourselves. God, if I don't have more of you, I'm sunk and I'm going to fast to prove it. And then there are times when he says, go and fast until I tell you to stop. That's a different issue. But fasting, if I may use the phrase, is definitely on the menu for us. Sooner or later, it's not if you fast, but when. In these times of declension, it may be that he will call for corporate action from prayer warriors and intercessors by way of fasting as they cry out to him for souls, the nation and the world. That could change your focus this morning as you gaze at your cornflakes and toast. It certainly changes mine. It could make you question yourself, just how serious are you about all this? Ask yourself, how far would I be prepared to go for the sake of another soul or this nation? Would I skip a few meals in order to focus on prayer for someone I may never meet? It's worth a few moments' reflection, you know, beloved.